Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, some main story time as we are talking, no doubt about that. And today we're going to talk about beauty tips. Okay, that's not true, but I figured that it'd be an interesting thing to say. But let's talk about this because I always think it's very interesting as we go through some of the stuff in life, and we always talk about this could happen, that could happen. What have you planned for? What have you not planned for? What do you do if this happens, that happens, and the other? And if you were hanging out yesterday, you kind of knew that there were some issues going on inside of the world. And I don't mean that from the standpoint of, you know, the traditional issues, the norm, what people expect. But this was going on yesterday. So we're going to talk about this, and then we're going to go in through some other things. Amazon Web Services, to some people it's called AWS, that's how they know it, suffered a major outage early yesterday, temporarily knocking out dozens of major websites and online services around the world, including Amazon, Disney Plus, Reddit, Snapchat, Lyft, The New York Times, McDonald's, United Airlines, Venmo, and even Canva. The problem began around 3:11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's when the AWS main U.S. Eastern Region, Northern Virginia, due to the DNS failure at DynamoDB, one of its core databases services. This disrupted over 70 AWS tools and caused a widespread connectivity issues and API issues. By 6:35 a.m., AWS said that the issues had been fully mitigated. Though some lingering API errors continued later in the morning, Amazon employees, warehouse operations, delivery drivers, and third-party sellers also experienced internal system outages, halting parts of Amazon's own operation. The outage ripped globally. British government websites, bank like Lloyds, and airlines that included United and Delta reported temporary disruptions amid gaming platforms like Roblox and Fortnite, and some crypto exchanges, Coinbase, were affected. So as you can see, being inside of these larger systems caused some major freak outishness yesterday in regards to some of the stuff that was going on. Now, is that good? I don't know. Is it bad? I don't know. It's kind of a matter of opinion. I will tell you, as you probably are aware, some of the stuff that we had was down, as you are finally aware of what was going on. So here's what happens. So think about this. We're talking about 3:11 in the morning to potentially 6:35 in the morning. This is on the Eastern time zone. So we're talking 3 hours and 24 minutes. 3 hours and 24 minutes. A disruption that affected so many different aspects in life. And as you are aware, it made news stories. Some internet service providers had some problems. And even with that going on, not everything was full-blown going on. So think about this for a moment. If you were on potentially a United airline or a Delta airline yesterday, you could have had some flight problems in regards of trying to take off, maybe even land, depending. And then imagine if you were using Venmo with Lyft to get to United or Delta, just using that as an example. But here's what I want to talk about. And this is kind of rare to see inside of the services that are provided by, quote unquote, computer-based systems, where they do not have a mirroring of a server. So if that mirroring of a server did not occur, guess what we have here? We have what we deem a single system failure system or a single point failure. So the moment that that occurs, guess what that means? If you have a single point failure system, you have a collapse that occurs and nothing can be resolved. So this is why when you normally have a computer system that mirrors stuff, a server that mirrors stuff, if you have a failure, it's a redundancy that occurs inside of the system that could put a potential correction and you don't run into these problems. Listen, hindsight's always 20/20. So it's good to say this stuff, but this is why these redundant systems occur. So here's what I'm going to mention to you. As you're going through your workplace today, and you're talking about a little bit of this, a little bit about that, inside of your systems, is it a single point failure system? If that is the case, use yesterday's example as the example of what could potentially go wrong inside of your systems if you do not correct these things of not being single point failure systems. This is the reason that we talk about these things. Unfortunately, depending on where you were at yesterday, you could have experienced it, which is not really what somebody wants to do.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.